Clay Johnson, the village administrator, handled it perfectly. Hey, Clay, welcome back to WGN.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Good to chat with you here on the air. We've been celebrating your town for all day long. And honestly, I think that there's a lot of great things there, and a lot of them you've heard about here on the air so far. But that stroll through the park, I think, was the selling point for me, just how off the beaten path a town can feel in some ways while still having all the amenities and stuff without being all that far away, Clay.
Yeah, I think that's what could be our claim to fame. We're 35 minutes from downtown Chicago. We're 45 minutes from Milwaukee. You can get to international airports, but you can also experience some pretty neat open spaces like the one that we walk through. And I think that that's some of the attraction and charm of this community. You're within a stone's throw of just about any amenity that you could ask for, but you don't have to deal with the hustle and bustle of, you know, getting in and around those things. This is a wonderful retreat for our residents and visitors to experience a little walk with nature or a little respite from everyday life.
What's big coming up for Lindenhurst? Like, as you as a village administrator doing all the real work that is done in a town, you know, what are you looking on the horizon for the next couple of years?
I think, you know, it's just like any other community. We want to provide top quality services to our residents no matter what. That's always our focus, is putting our residents' needs first. If we're looking from a growth perspective, we want more rooftops, and we want to see our population grow. We want other people to experience the things that we have here. We can't always keep it to ourselves. But we also want to see commercial growth, too. Our community has been fortunate in the past couple of years of being able to welcome some new businesses. And we're proud of that. We're proud of what they bring. We're happy that we've seen a few new housing developments in the community. And that's things that we want to continue. Because, you know, if growth is important to us, but, you know, that's keeping that tradition and down home feel.
You know, you guys are very reachable by Metra to a lot of the surrounding communities around you. You can get to downtown quickly on the train. You don't have a train in Lindenhurst, and the downtown isn't, you guys have a center that you really kind of feel is your commercial hub. And I imagine that's one of the challenges, isn't the right word, because there's a lot to sell in Lindenhurst. No one else has as many, like, the lakes and stuff that you guys have up there in some of the communities. Right. But that must be one of the things that you are trying to do, is to try and build a sense of community still, and there's a strong sense of it there without that quote-unquote downtown that some communities might be used to.
Yeah, that's very true, because Lindenhurst didn't form around a courthouse or a train station like so many of our neighbors have done, and we're trying to recreate that feel to the best of our ability. We have a primary commercial corridor that runs through our town. Like we talked about, we were able to welcome some new businesses here, and the revitalization of some of the properties there. That's been a focus, but we also want to keep adding amenities along that corridor so that we do have that downtown-esque feel. And hopefully that's something that we're able to achieve.
The events you guys do really does show off the community. We're walking through some of them and watching the videos of that you guys sent to me of the Santa Claus through the town and the harvest stuff that you guys do and the food trucks and the summer concerts. I mean, like, there's a lot going on in Lindenhurst for a community of that size.
Yeah, I would agree. And we're proud of the events that we're able to put on. We're happy to do that in coordination with some of our community partners, including the Park District and the library. The Music in the Park series in the summer has been an overwhelming hit. You can get any taste of any genre of music that you might have an interest in. We brought the food truck thing to really get people excited about things going on in the community, really to develop that sense of community. The Park District here does a great job. I know they talked earlier about the Haunted Trail. That's a wonderful event that they put on, welcoming a lot of people to our community. The library has Grapes and Growlers. That's a really cool event for them. And so, yeah, we've got some really neat stuff going on. And when you're able to kind of stand back and look at it, it's really special.
Yeah. I really enjoyed my visit. I was well caffeinated in my chat with the mayor and well educated in my chat with you, Clay. And I appreciate you sharing that with our listeners tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Visit, buy, become a business in Lindenhurst. Move your business there. A lot going on. That's Clay Johnson, Village Administrator.